Okay. The Gemara in Tainus will come to in a circuitous way in a moment, but if you got up to that place in the daf, then you'll know what we're talking about. The Pasuk says, actually, in last week's Parsha, in Parshas Re'eh, Aser ta'aser es kol tevuas arecha, person has to take meiser on everything they grow, that there's a mitzvah, aseh de'oraisa, to give a tenth. And in this Pasuk, so the Psik de Rabasi writes in Psikah, in Piskah Chaf Aleph, ma'us kol afilu mamoncha, you have to give all of your money. So that seems to be what it says. Amar Rav Shim ben Lakish, Shim Rav Yehuda ben Chanina, Nimnu ba'usha. In the place of Usha, they made a vote. She adam mafrish chomish nechasim. A person to separate a fifth of what he has. Ma tam kadei trumas and maestros. In the service of trumas and maestros. So this pasuk of Aser Taser is generally the source for giving maestro and giving tztaka. And there's a concept of perhaps even giving a fifth, 20%. So we know that there is certainly a chiyuv and a chashivas to giving meiser. The discussion is not now whether it is a chiyuv d'oraisa, d'rabbanan, a minhag. That's perhaps for another time. But we also know the Gemara at the beginning of the Masechta and Tainus and Daf Tes, aser bishvil shetis asher, that a person gives meiser, right, gives tzedakah, and Hashem says that you'll be repaid in kind for giving tzedakah. But let's discuss now this aspect of what happened in Usha. There's a takana of Usha. So the Gemara in Ksuvas Daf Nun says, "Vama Rav Elai beUsha hiskinu hamevazves ayevazves yos michomesh." In the city of Usha, they made a takana that a person is going to spend on staka. You can't spend more than a fifth. You can't spend more than 20% of what you have on staka. Why? Because if you give away so much money, you're going to end up having to rely on other people, which is something we also saw a few blad ago in Daf Chaf Beis, about not putting yourself in a situation to have to rely on other people. So we quoted three Dapim already in Tainus. So this is what we have here. There was a person who wanted to spend more than 20%. And his friend stopped him. Umanu, who was the person who wanted to spend? Rabbi Yishave. V'amilei Rabbi Yishave. Another Shita, who it was. V'lo ani yechal chaveru. Who was the friend who stopped him? Umanu, it was Rabbi Akiva. So we see this was in practice in the days of the Tanaim. However, that is the Bavli. The Yushalmi and Peya says it differently. They have a different explanation. Eilu dvarim she'en lahem shiur. These are the things that have no end to it. You can do to any amount. Hapeyav, Habikurim, Harayon, Gemilas Chasadim. We know the Mishnah. And then it says, Hadad detemar begufo. That's with your own body. Aval b'monono, with your money, yeshlo shir. There is an end to how much money a person should spend. Va'asik ki demar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, b'shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Chanina, nimnu b'usha, they went to Usha and they made a takana, she'adam mafrish chomesh b'nechas of the mitzvos. A person should spend a fifth, 20% on mitzvos. That's a very different takana that we have in the Bavli. In the Bavli, it says it's usher to spend more than a fifth. In the Yerushalmi, it says the takana is to give a fifth to tzedakah. So we already have machlokas, Bavli, Yerushalmi. Now, the Yerushalmi is not alone, because the Rambam in the Parsha Mishnayos there says, V'amru kan shegmilus chasadim ein lashir, ratzalomar behishtatfus ha'adim begufo. With your physical body, there's no limit to how much you can help somebody out, giving them a hand. However, aval b'shtatvuso b'mamono, yeshlo gvul, there is an amount for how much it could end when it comes to spending on money. V'chamishis mamono, it's a fifth. V'enu chayv l'seis yosir mechamishis mono. Says the Rambam in the Parsha Mishnayos, you're not chayv to spend, you're chayv to spend up to a fifth. Elaim asa came b'midas chasidus, to go beyond would be midas chasidus. So the Rambam seems to go like the Yushalmi, not like the Bavli. That the Iker is to give a Chomesh, is to give 20%, and a Midas Chasidus is to go above and beyond. There is another Rambam in Hilchos Erechin and Paraches, where the Rambam says, "Lo'olam ayakdush adam v'lo yachrim kol nechas." If a person shouldn't take all of his possessions and make them for Hektish, that's just irresponsible. V'osekein over al dasa kasuv, it goes against the Torah. Sherehu omer mikol asher yeshlo. You have to have something left over if you're going to give mikol asher yeshlo. If you're going to give from what you have, you have to have something left over once you give. V'ein zu chasidus elashtus. It's not chasidus to give away everything you have. It's foolishness. Shari Huma Abid Kamamona Bisar Khabirus, you're gonna have to rely on other people. Vein Marachma love, they're not gonna have Rahmanas on you. It's a foolish chassid. The Rambam says again, you shouldn't spend more than a fifth on staka. Seemingly, following the Bavli in that case. There the Rambam says it's usher to give more than a fifth. And the Perish Mishnayos, he seems to go against the Gemara in Ksubas. So what do we do? What do we say about the Rambam? The Rambam doesn't know what he's talking about. So if we were cynical, we would say the Rambam wrote the Perish Mishnayos when he was a young man, and he changed his mind later on when he wrote the Mishnah Torah. But I think we can give a sharper answer. Comes the Birka Yosef, the Chida writes in Yeradeh and Simon Reish Memtes. The Avshar Liashiv, the Harambam Zalba Perusho, Savardish, Chiluk Bin Rotz, Lechalik, Nechas of Laniyah, Me'el of Atzmo. There's a difference between a person who wants to give out from what he has to Aniyim to help them out. Ubein im elokim eina yado pidjon shvuyim. Okira arumim reivim gam tzmeim nafshim tisatsav nashim etaf. Versus the case where a person has pidjon shvuyim. There's an immediate demand right now. There are people who don't have food right now. There are people who don't have clothing right now. V'savar harav dehachi tikun. Zivlo nizdamen lo echas mehena ein lo chiyav levaz mischomesh. If there's nothing major going on, says the Birka Yosef, then the Rambam says you should simply give up to a fifth. But if there's a situation right now, then you have to give above and beyond the fifth. That the fifth is just a limit. If there's a situation right in front of us somebody needs, so you can give above and beyond. If they're just collecting stam, then the Rambam holds that you can go up to, but not beyond. If a person just wants to give stam, so there, that's what the Rambam's talking about in Hilchos Erechin. But in the Mishnah, it's talking about where you have a clear and present situation before you. Turns now to the Gemara in Tainus Daf Chaf Dalet. The Gemara in Tainus Daf Chaf Dalet tells us the following story. Elazar ish beirsa kad havu chazu le gabay tztaka havu tashu minei. He would always run after the gabay tztaka, giving away his money to them. And one day the Gemara says that he saw them in the shuk, and he happened to be there as well, collecting to make a chasna for his daughter. And he saw them, and he asked, "What are you doing?" And he said, they didn't want to tell him. And he said, "I swear, you better tell me right now." And they said, "Fine, we're collecting for Yisoma and Yisomas to make a chasna." And they knew that if they tell him what it is, he's going to give away all his money and they're going to make him poor. So he said, "This is much more important than my own daughter's wedding. Here, take all the money I collected. I'm giving everything away." And he was left with kimat, almost nothing at the end of the day. And ad kan the Gemara. Comes the Gevurah Sari, the Shagas Aryeh, on the Gemara here and says, "But isn't it usher to give more than a fifth?" He gave away a huge amount of money. Clearly, that was a violation. So right to the Chafetz Chaim, in the Avos Chesed, he says, it's mutter if you have aniyim and staka lefanav, like the Birka Yosef says. Right now, they're collecting to marry off this yasom, this orphan. So therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, certainly he could give everything away because the Rambam holds, according to the Birka Yosef, ayivaz with yosmi chomish is only when there's nothing going on. But if I have a situation right now where they need money to build the yeshiva, to get these people married, to take care of the situation, then certainly you can give more. What do we come out of halacha l'maisa? So the Mechaber Yeradeh and Reish Memtes says, shir nesina, the sisna, im yado maseges, hiten kvitzar achanim, you can give whatever you want. Up to a fifth, mitzvah in a muvchar, and you can give even more if you want. So he doesn't say that it's usher to give more than a fifth. That's the shita of the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch. Why? It's obvious because he follows the Rambam, not such a big chiddush. The Rama then says, the person shouldn't spend more than a fifth. So we seemingly have a machlokas Rama and the Mechaber, and this is where Moshe writes in Yeradeh and Kufmam Gimel, that the Machlokus between the Mechaber is, the Mechaber says there is no Isser, and the Rama says there is. The Minchas Yitzhak Dain Weiss writes in Chelekei, there's actually no Machlokus, because if the Rama was arguing, what would he say? He would say, V'yesh Omrim. But the Rama doesn't say V'yesh Omrim. What's the Rama doing, says the Minchas Yitzhak? He's being Mefarish. He thinks that the Mechaber agrees with him. The Rama thinks the Shulchan Aruch agrees with me that you can't spend more than a fifth, and he's simply coming to explain what the Mechaber holds. So we have here a Machlokas Ashkenazim Sfardim, seemingly at the end of the day, perhaps. Ashkenazim should not give more than a fifth. Sfardim can give more than a fifth if they want. And that would seemingly how it comes out. Halacha l'maisa. A person should try not to give, for Bnei Ashkenaz should try not to give more than a fifth to tzedakah, I guess if they're in such a situation where that's a feasible possibility. However, we should be aware of three exceptions where a person is allowed to give more than a fifth in tzedakah, even for Bnei Ashkenaz. The first thing is, the Rama writes is, on your deathbed, you can give away as much as you want. Not a problem. You can write a blank check, you can give away everything on your deathbed. That's exception number one. The next thing is an usher muflag, an exceptionally wealthy person. The Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Tes says that it's a hider mitzvah is until shlish. To spend on the view of a mitzvah, you should spend a third of what you have. And Rav Zeira says, Mishlish, Mishalom, Mikan Ve'elech Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. The third is up to you, and everything else is paid for by Hashem. So Rabbeinu Chananel explains that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you money, B'derech Neis, if Hashem gives you an exceedingly obscene amount of money, you have so much money, then Rabbeinu Chananel says, and the Gemara agrees, you can spend as much as you want in the mitzvah, you can give as much as you want to tzedakah, and Asher Muflag can go above and beyond. And the third exception is the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Avos Chesed that according to Shita Mekubetzes and Ksuvis, that for Chezkas HaTorah, to strengthen a Torah institution, you can give more than a fifth Ein Lashir, and the proof is from Yisachar Zvulun. A person who pays for Yisachar Zvulun situation, where the person works and then he pays for somebody to learn, most often for such a person, unless again he's an usher muflag, he's going to have to give a serious amount of change over to pay for such a situation. It has to be close to a fifth if you want to give enough money to make another person be able to live off of what you're giving them, as they can learn all day. So says the Chafetz Chaim, we see from the concept of Yisachar Zvulun paying for somebody to learn that certainly for Chezkas HaTorah, to support Torah, you can give more than a fifth. Okay, we'll stop here.